Kyle.
The battle in Seattle turns into a war. A peaceful protest that brought tens of thousands of WTO demonstrators through the streets turned into a night of mayhem and destruction.
Do not expect more of the same tomorrow. We are prepared for more of the same tomorrow.
Good evening. They are getting more tonight. Skirmishes between police and rioters are continuing.
There you can see it. There's a dumpster. The protesters set it on fire. In fact, they had three or four dumpsters dragged out in the middle of the street, set them on fire. Police came up to try to put the fires out. Roman candles, fireworks, shot over the heads of the police in full riot gear. And that's, yeah, you can see right there. That's when they come back with some of the pepper spray and the tear gas to break up the crowd. You can see all of the gas pouring out. They chase the demonstrators, the protesters, down the street. And that's about where we are right now. We continue in this standoff. The protesters on one side and police on the other.
Curfew is in effect in downtown Seattle. The boundaries are from Denny to Yesler and I-5 to the waterfront. The curfew began at 7 tonight and continues until 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Seattle Mayor Paul Schell has declared a civil emergency, while Governor Gary Locke has declared a state of emergency in Seattle and King County.
The National Guard has been called in. As many as 200 Guard members, specially trained in crowd control, will be here in the morning to back up Seattle police.